You're listening to another Clarzy, Matt and Kimber catch-up for Ream, Australia's favourite hot water.
Mix 94.5 presents...
Is she hanging on? Yes, she's done it! She won it!
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber's Replacement Games.
I tell you what, there's been the competitive spirit raising in all of us over the past week or so.
Yeah, you know, lots of people talk about their favourite Olympic moments, be it Cathy Freeman, yeah. Be it the Mean Machine, you know, winning gold. But I think a lot of people will, in years to come, go, I remember when Kimber got gold for, where did you get gold for?
She got gold. If you can't remember it a day later, I'm going to say these are not memorable enough.
Kimber got gold, my gold
because we were telling jokes.
That's
and you
right,
had
and
to keep
laugh.
A straight face and Kimber didn't laugh.
Well, yeah. She doesn't laugh at anything
she
I say
doesn't laugh at our jokes
so,
at all.
Yeah.
So.
Look, today's event number three.
Yeah. Yes.
We've tried to come up with some games that you can play anywhere.
At home.
That you can play at home. And I've been in training for this one for some time. It used to be something I played along with my drama school friends.
A bit of an unfair advantage for one, Kimber Cale.
Well, maybe,
Cale, hey?
But when we were at Whopper, we used to get together at parties and, you know, just for something to do. What you do is you sing a song, start with any song.
Yep.
You just keep singing the lyrics and then someone else has to jump in. When it's their turn, they jump in with another song that is derived from one of those lyrics.
You bunch of improv
right?
nerds.
Okay, so you create, jump in with any song and if you can't think of one, you are out.
Okay. Here's how it went down, eh?
All right, yeah, let's do it.
The replacement game's a little bit of song tennis. Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
Oh, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody.
The heat is on.
Oh, I like it.
The heat is on. The heat is on.
Oh, no!
Oh!
Kimber!
She's gone!
Eliminated!
She's gone!
Oh, man!
All right, what was it? Heat is on.
It can be anywhere. You can start again.
Start again.
Okay.
Good luck.
Only when you leave, I need to love you.
You can leave your hat on.
You're the voice trying to understand it. Make a noise and make it beat.
Voices, I hear voices.
I hear the secrets that you keep when you're talking in your sleep. I hear the secrets that you keep.
Boom, boom. She keeps no secrets from you.
Oh, no way.
She keeps.
Gold.
Hey, gold.
Gold. Clarzy.
I'm so
gold
excited.
Clarzy.
Oh.
Yeah, see, all that
Finally.
Practice I had did not pay off.
No, it didn't.
Sometimes you just get brain freeze.
Yeah.
Well played, Clarzy.
Hey, thanks.
As someone that went to drama school as well and had mates, you know, my Beckenhams sort of mates, there was nothing that sent shudders down their spine more than the words, hey, this was the game I did at drama school.
Oh, I know. Isn't it awful?
Hey, fellas, gather together. Animal work together.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Bloke in Broome needed a new clutch for his car and thought the only way I can make some money is to go to Perth, buy a bunch of KFC, bring it back and inflate the prices for the people of Broome who are desperate for their hot and spicy or original chicken.
Yeah, wrap them up and sold them individually, much like chemists are doing with toilet rolls or did during the height of the COVID panic.
A few supermarkets too,
yeah. 1-3-3-5-3. We're asking you, what's the weird thing you've seen someone take on a plane? Lynn in Kalamunda, what did you see?
Yeah, hi, Kimber. Yeah, I was going back to Broome and this guy proceeded to pull out all these little baggies. I'm like, oh, what's he up to? Next thing he pulled out his little blend jet, you know, little one that, he had his little carton of milk and he put all his little bits and pieces, you know, strawberry and chia, you name it. And he had his lunch.
Had a smoothie, made a smoothie next to you.
With a battery operated blender.
He did.
That's brilliant.
I don't, as a rule, have a problem with that, but I do wonder, sometimes you see it on public transport too, it's like, this is just a trip.
Yeah.
Like, you're not moving in.
You're not in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And also,
Lynn,
a trip to Broome, it's only a couple of hours. Yeah. Like, you'll probably be able to get a smoothie when you arrive.
Yes.
Exactly. 2.5 hours.
He's
done
it cheaper.
Max.
Yeah.
Nice one, Lynn.
Is a blender deemed a weapon? Maybe not.
I don't know.
It's another Lynn this time in Parkwood. Morning, Lynn.
Oh, good morning. I've got a better story than Matt's KFC.
Go on.
Back in the 90s, I was in Nepal. I was flying from Kathmandu to a little regional area, so we just on a little light plane, and I was absolutely gobsmacked at all the strange animals and things people were just bringing onto the plane. Yes. Like, you know, there was a man that just led a goat onto the plane with a rope tied around its neck. And I thought that was pretty weird. And then when I sat down, this old lady sat next to me and she had KFC in a string bag, but it was a Kathmandu feathered chicken.
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't believe that. That was hilarious.
Oh, God. Lynn, don't tell me the goat then started pushing the drinks trolley down the aisle.
Oh, well, I was too busy checking out the chicken to be worried about what the goat was doing.
Forever known as Lynn from Parkwood there, checking out the chicken.
Awesome. Love it. Thanks, Lynn.
Let's go to Baldivis. Leanne, good morning. What was the weird thing you saw on a plane?
So it was my dad.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, yeah. The South Island in New Zealand didn't have McDonald's. So Dad would fly up to the North Island for work and he gutted out a briefcase.
Yep.
And he was able to fit 12 Big Macs in it.
Oh, genius.
Right. But the worst thing was this was before microwaves.
Right.
So then the Big Macs used to be put into the oven so the buns were all crispy.
Yes.
And the lettuce was wilted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that he just put the whole Big Mac straight into the oven. It wasn't even like, well, we'll take these parts out and then we'll add them later. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
How many people were eating those 12 Big Macs?
Well, my sister and I got one.
Oh, right. Oh, dear.
And I've often wondered what these, important people with their important briefcases are actually carrying.
Yeah.
Turns out it's fast food, yeah.
Exactly. You know now.
Emma, in Secret Harbour, what have you seen on a plane?
So, mid-90s, I was coming back from Sydney with my sister and I got stuck between two massive guys and one of them had a samurai sword down the side of his seat.
Oh, dear. It was a while ago.
Do they let you do that?
Times have changed.
I don't know. I was like a teenager, so coming back by myself with my sister, I'm like, oh, my God, you know. And I couldn't get out anywhere because I'm a massive guy.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there sort of hoping to hell this five-hour flight home was going to be quick.
Yeah. You're just hoping they don't get upset with you. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you imagine when you're checking in, it's like, have you got any cigarette lighters? No. Samurai swords? Yeah, I do. Okay, we've got that. Just carry that on with you.
That's on the okay list.
Yeah. Pop it down the side of the seat where it's nice and safe.
Yeah,
they're not dangerous.
Thanks,
Emma. That's great, Em.
Hello.
Let's go to Como. Maldo, good morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good, man. Good, man. What did you see on a plane that you went, oh, hello, that's a bit weird?
Yeah, it's all kind of funny. I was taking a 3.5-hour plane, and by the time on Brazil, they cut all the snacks from the plane, so I have to pay really high cost for the snacks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And after 15, 20 minutes, the guy took off a Big Mac or a McDonald's sandwich, and because of the air, the plane is so enclosed, the smell took all over.
Yes.
People start to go crazy for it, and they start to bit on the sandwich.
No.
People start to scream, I gave you 10. Hello, I'll give you 15. No, I'll give you 25. They go, no, I'll give you 50. The guy was just looking at us and just eating his sandwich like it was the best ever thing he ever took to the plane.
Wow, $50 for a sandwich.
Like
all
an
right.
Auction. That's real.
People were going crazy. The smell was killing everybody.
Top dollar.
It was something to remember.
Oh, that's brilliant, Maldo.
Good business you, Maldo. Idea. Thanks for your call.
Have a great day.
Clezzy, Matt and Kimber.
Clezzy, earlier you had Matt and I do a and a ooh, and you said that was going to change our lives, and we're still yet to find out how.
You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
No, I don't.
We're joining a chorale.
Yesterday, because I spend a lot of time at home pooing in the smallest room of the house. Matt and I, we're like brothers.
Absolutely.
Brothers. We're like brothers in poop, right? So my wife, Laurie, sent me a video from the Illawarra physiotherapy team.
Oh, they know how to poo in the gong.
After watching this video from this mighty team, I think Illawarra would probably be the mob up at Ballajura.
Oh, okay.
So I'm practically a gastroenterologist and a proctologist today because I've learned so much from the video.
Oh, all right.
I've watched it 7 times.
Lay
I know
it on me.
So this morning I'm going to tell both
Lay
of you
cable.
The correct way to poo.
Oh, brilliant.
Have I been pooing wrong this whole time?
Well, quite possibly. We'll run through the lesson. Are you ready?
Okay.
See, I was hoping that I spent so much time pooing that it would be the next event in the replacement games because Matt and I would be there gold and silver.
Laurie's just trying to fasten up the process. Yeah, of course she is. Like, learn how to poo so that you don't spend 12 hours of your day in there.
Thinks I'm reading War and Peace.
I'm hoping that number one is take your phone into the toilet.
No, it's not listed. Okay. So the team at Illawarra say, you know, how to empty your bowels without straining. That's the important thing. Right? So it's about technique.
Yeah,
okay. Always. So it's normal to evacuate your bowels between three times a day up to three times a week. So even if it's only three times a week, if that's your regular thing, that's okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it has to be beautifully formed stools with no straining because straining's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So straining can lead to other health complications. I'm sure we all know it's hemorrhoids or anal fissures.
Or death.
Yeah.
It's the worst place to go fishing.
Yeah, not good. Yeah.
Although Tommy's been there.
He has. Yeah. You should have seen what he caught.
Yeah.
Now, it's all about posture and technique. They're the keys.
Okay.
So I want you both to, I know the seats aren't perfect to imitate a toilet, but I want you both to put your feet flat on the floor.
Yes.
God.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And your legs apart.
Okay.
Kimber. So you need to incline your body slightly forwards, but not really bad posture. So don't slump your shoulders, okay?
Okay. Yes.
Hands rested on your knees or thighs.
You got that, Matt?
Yeah, Kimber? Well,
your thighs, not mine, thank you.
Couldn't help myself.
Okay, now a slight curve in your lower back.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, now just you, Kimber, move your bottom from side to side. That's not part of the process. I just wanted to watch.
Is it not? Because I do that.
Yeah, okay. So you're getting yourself settled. Now, this allows your bowels to fully empty, okay? So what we're going to use is the brace and bulge technique, which I think is a Birds of Tokyo album title. But anyway.
I've seen this when I've taken flights.
Okay, you ready for bracing?
Yes.
So this is about making your waist wide. So for your pushing power when you're pooing. Okay, so put your hands on your waist and just test it out. So when you make the noise, can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
You feel your waist getting bigger. Okay, so the other one is to make your belly move. This is to open your anal sphincter.
Oh, yeah.
So many words I just wanted to say on the radio.
Yeah.
Now you have to make the sound, ooh.
Yes.
Okay, so again, the mm followed by the ooh. Go.
Mm.
So your tummy is bulging forwards, and then you, of course, hear the sweet sound, the splash of success.
And then you go, ah.
You do. It's all important. And then we take care of business, paperwork, and all the formalities are done.
I thought the key to going to the bathroom and doing number twos was doing it as quietly as possible so that no one knows you're doing it. Now everyone around is...
Yeah. Neighbours. Workmates.
Wiggling your bottom, bending slightly forward.
Does anyone need a mop over there? You're all good?
I think I need to start with a better diet.
The team that poos together, let's be honest. Clizzy, Matt and Kimber. 50 years of Pizza Hut. How the incredible.
The Pizza Hut. I've found faces I have in my house.
All those years of going to the Pizza Hut. They had those unusual buildings with that strange roof sort of set up. Every time we see a house, Laurie and I see a house with that strange roof line with the tiles coming down the side, we go, oh, Pizza Hut. Like the old days.
It felt very sort of, I don't know, Mediterranean.
Something like that,
Not that I really knew what that meant, but I knew it was different.
And because they brought in that dessert bar as well. Mm. So I remember going there quite a few times with the netball team.
Oh, hearing those words as a kid, all you can eat, please. You're going to love that. Of course, one of the great marketing campaigns done by Pizza Hut over the years was Dougie the Pizza Boy.
Douglas.
Listen to this.
Hello?
That was quick. Come in.
Margaret.
Oh, food.
Yeah, pizza and garlic bread and Pepsi.
Do you want some?
No. No, thanks. Bye.
Oh, he was
Dougie.
Fool.
Such a dreamboat.
Yeah. It was a big campaign, wasn't it?
It was.
Rhonda before Rhonda, let's be honest. And we thought we'd track down the actor himself, Dougie the Pizza Boy. Dermot Heidenreich is on the line right now. See how he's going, what he's up to. G'day, mate. Welcome.
Thank you very much. How are you guys going?
Good.
We're great. Now, we're talking about many years ago, a time of no social media, yet the Pizza Hut campaign with yourself as Dougie really cut through. How long were you recognised as Dougie the Pizza Boy?
I still am.
What a success.
I'd never stop. I never had a day off.
So what was it like? Was it rock star sort of stuff? Were you finding yourself going to, you know, doing nightclub appearances and, you know, being wined and dined?
I don't know about wine and dine. I was doing nightclub appearances. I made it to Broome once. I did a...
Oh, yeah.
It was like a year 12 formal. and I was the guest speaker.
Oh, brilliant.
Wow. A lot of fun.
That's not bad.
Kids, if you want to make
Australia,
you want to make something of your life, this is Dermot or Dougie the pizza boy.
Hey, mate, we do see actors get typecast over the years, and some whinge about it or try and hide from those roles that they had or whatever. But if you're lucky enough to get a gig like this, it's got its benefits, hasn't it? You know, if you're Rhonda or someone like that, it works.
Yeah.
Look, I got a phone call last year in August. Pizza Hut was looking at rejigging the brand and revisiting the past, and asked if I was interested in coming back and playing the character again. And we had kind of had that conversation. How's that going to work in my 40s? I can't really be delivering pizza. I'm not sure if I can be delivering pizza, how that would work. And I guess we've been dipping our feet into the water, and it's had a really good response. I've really enjoyed it. I've got two kids, so it's been fantastic to share that character with them.
Yeah.
Do you remember at the time you got the gig, you know, they might have gone, here's your $20 for the gig, and you thought, great, I'll do the ad. And then, you know, after that, did you go get a bit of back end on that? Were you in it for so long that you thought, actually, this became a bit of a decent moneymaker?
Look, no, I never thought that. I don't think I ever truly understood how popular the character was, being on the other side of it. It was every time they called me up, it was a job. Sure, I'd get recognised, but I think I just tried to shy away from that. I'd try to find my peace and solitude and get out of the public eye as best as I could.
It's very easy to have a crack at advertising because often it's annoying us and getting in the way of the show that we want to watch. But there are occasions, yours, Claire's, you mentioned Rhonda, or Louis the Fly. There are things that come out in advertising that become absolutely cultural benchmarks.
No, you're right, but let's face it. No one likes the program they're watching being paused to watch a commercial about toilet paper.
No.
Right?
Well, at the moment, if it tells me where I can find it, maybe.
And I think Pizza Hut as a brand is always, if it's been anything, it's been honest. And these are like core family values. It really cut through into families, I think. They'd be sitting there watching telly on a Friday night. Pizza Hut ad would come on. And they would be able to engage with that and feel, yeah, that was right. That's represented my family. And then they'd just be dialing the number on the phone. It just worked.
Bloody hell, Dermot. I didn't realise you were going to get so deep pan on us, buddy.
Philosophical.
Yeah, very much so.
Oh, me tofu.
Yum.
Well,
I've done my yoga this morning.
Yeah, you're all good.
If we're going to be honest, Dermot, should we mention the fact that we've got Pizza Hut pizza sitting in front of us right now?
We do. Yeah.
Good on you. Why not?
No, thank you.
What time is it over there?
It seems like a perfectly appropriate
very
breakfast
early
food.
The only thing missing is Dougie delivering, mate, so never mind. Thanks, bud. All the best. Good to talk to you.
No problem. Yeah, good luck to you guys over there in WA. Hope everyone's well and safe, and we'll see you on the other side.
Welcome back to the place you're always at home.
Oh, there he is. 50 years of Pizza Hut and the Dougie the Pizza Boy.
What a lovely chat.
Catch up the remedy. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Mix 94.5.
Shut up.
One of Frio's biggest stars, here to give us the inside word on the Dockers. It's Rory Lobb for Crown with Claire, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
Got to say it, Optus on the weekend, guys. 20,000 sounded like 100,000 people for a great win for the young Frio group against the Magpies and one of the champs. Rory Lobb joins us. G'day, Lobby. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Now, Rory, I'm going to get stuck into your personal life first. You were shy about this at the start of the year when we met. But Instagram tells us now that your girlfriend Lexi has moved in with you. What is she about to discover?
No, she wouldn't discover too much. I mean, I've been together for a while now. Big step in my life for someone that moved in with a girl. Yeah, so, no, it's been really good. I mean, obviously, a bit hard on the relationship with, we're not allowed to do too much. So I'm home a lot and sitting around and playing PlayStation, but yeah, it's been really good so far and really looking forward to spending more time with her.
Well, Rory, as someone who has stuffed up more relationships than you've had hot dinners, come and talk to your Uncle Matty.
No, don't go to him for advice.
Anytime you want some advice on what to do, what not to do, how to get out of doing what you did.
I mean, you always got to, bring flowers home and, make sure that they feel special.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Make sure she doesn't have allergies to the flowers.
Yeah, exactly.
Well done, buddy. Congrats. That's awesome.
Sweet. Thank you.
It is sensational, mate. Hey, I just want to bring up, you know, my mate, Docker, bleeding purple, but Caleb Sarong, good young player, but he's not the only one who was really good against the Pies on the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, he's backed it up again. I mean, playing, you know, rising star and then playing a really good game again. I mean, he likes that sort of scrappy, wet weather-ish. I mean, the game was pretty dry for most of it. You know, he's just taking his game to another level and, you know, I'm hoping he can continue through the rest of the season.
Well, Rory, I can't even say your name now.
Rory.
You've got the bye. Is the extended break going to help this week, or off the back of a win, are you just raring to go?
It's actually pretty funny. You know, we've got the bye, but only an 8-day between games. So it's pretty funny because, you know, you've met down the bye, but we're basically treating it like an 8-day break. So we got to train and having that. We're probably pretty much having two main sessions this week, so a bit different to what we've been doing. But, yeah, I mean, you can sort of get a little bit more recovery, but not much.
Mate, we are currently running a replacement games here at Mix 94.5 because a lot of people are missing out on getting their fix of the summer games in Tokyo. I started really well. I won the first event, and I failed dismally in the next two events. I feel like I need a kind of proper hairdryer spray from a coach. you know, have you ever seen anyone do that, turn the game around with their what they said?
Yeah, I mean, Ross last year, I think we were halftime and he's come in and he's going on about something and then he just ends up smacking the whiteboard and the little whiteboard that has all the names and who's matched up on who.
Oh, yeah.
Has toppled over and hit the ground. All the magnets have fallen off all the names. And then he just gone, because he's still going on about his rant, and he just goes, oh, someone sort that out. And then I was sitting there and I was trying not to laugh while we got the team. And yeah, it's pretty funny. You see a few of those where they hit the whiteboard. I mean, Leon used to do it a little bit as well. It's pretty funny. So.
Oh, that is funny, mate. And what about the current coach, J-Lo? Justin, he doesn't seem like a ranting kind of coach.
No, he hasn't really gone too aggressive. I mean, he does raise his voice at the group, yep. But you know, we're still learning as a group and how to play with each other. And you know, obviously, he's so young. You know, he's taken the approach of trying to teach us and not so much spray us as hard as you know I've had in the past. But yeah, it's been really good so far.
You know, the only thing that would have made that Ross Lyon story better is if when you all ran out onto the field, none of you knew where to go. And you all just stood like all down the bottom where all the magnets were.
Or jumbled.
I mean, I wouldn't mind lining up on the wing. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah. I mean, my magnet was there.
There you go, mate. Well, hopefully the magnets will be in the right places against Hawthorn on Monday night. And it is weird. You've got to buy this week, but it's just for the weekday games. We'll talk to you again after that.
Sweet. No worries. Thanks, guys. Clearsy, Matt and Kimber. Have faith. Ben. We must have faith.
Fun little game. How do you know our team? How well do you know Claire's, Matt and Kimber?
Well, it certainly gives you an advantage. Good morning, Janie from Gidgiganup.
Morning, Kimber.
How are you today?
Yeah, beautiful, thank you.
Welcome,
gosh,
Janie.
Good up here.
I bet it is.
Yeah, and stunning everywhere.
Janie, good morning. How well do you think you know our Dean Claire's? Pretty well?
I hope so, Matt. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we do too.
Knowing what he might know could help you out. Janie, we're going to send Claire out of the room and all you have to do is tell us if you have faith in him, knowing the answer to a general knowledge question.
Hey, Janie, how you going?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Claire.
Before I rack off and stick my fingers in my ears, you could win a double pass to see Frio play Hawthorn Monday at Optus, okay?
Cool, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go.
All right, off he goes.
He's dotted his I's and crossed his T's.
While he's
got
not,
his tickets out.
When he's not listening, Janie, Matt's going to tell you the category, and all you have to do is tell us if you reckon Lizzie's going to know the answer or not.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Janie, the category we're going to give him is the Olympic Games. So it'll be a question about the Olympic Games.
I'm going to have faith in him.
Okay. Oh, you're confident there, Janie.
He does love his sport. Yeah, here he comes.
He does love his sport, yeah.
Okay, he's coming back in. We won't tell him if you have faith in him or not.
Okay.
You ready, Claire's?
Yeah, I'm back. I just ate four more bits of pizza. Well,
oh, well played.
So much pizza. It's everywhere. No, I didn't.
All right. Well, Claire's, your theme today is...
Pizza Hut. No, no.
The Olympic Games.
Hey, I love the Olympic Games.
I know you do. I know you do. Well, I've got a little bit of audio there, which I'll get you to play in a moment. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So you will hear someone speak.
Right.
I've got a feeling you will know the name of the person speaking, and that's fine.
Okay.
But that will be one part of the question.
Okay.
The other part of the question will be when. So this man made a great announcement for our country. Here it is.
Okay.
The winner is Cindy, Australia.
Okay. So that was obviously the announcement of Sydney getting the games for 2000. It's a two-part question.
Okay.
Who said those words and in what year? Did he say those words, telling us that Sydney was going to be 2000?
Okay, well, was it the head of the International Olympic Committee? Was it Juan Antonio Samaranch?
Correct.
Okay.
What a machine.
Yes.
Dean Clare.
That's half a point.
Okay.
Because he's a bloke who said, greatest Olympics ever, but I think he said it in London as well.
I'll
just check in with our player, Janie. Without giving the answer, Janie, would you have known the answer to this two-part question?
Possibly only one part of it.
Okay.
Okay. Is it this next part?
Possibly.
Okay. So Juan Antonio Samaranch said those words. The winner is a Sydney.
Excellent.
We all went
nuts by both of you. Too.
But what year did he say?
This is tricky because they can't do it just four years before because
planning.
That was Atlanta. Yeah.
Mm.
That's a tough one because Atlanta was 1996. I do remember watching the footy one year and seeing signs up for the bid for the Melbourne Olympics.
Oh, yes.
Because I think at one stage they were trying to get the Olympics in 1992 or something, which
is
Barcelona.
I'm going to give you, a year each way because you've done well and we need to get on with the show.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah, I'm happy to answer if you want me to.
Go on, lock something in.
Okay, I'm going to say it was 1992. It was after the games, the games in Barcelona.
In Barcelona.
In 92.
92.
Yeah, 8 years before.
Claire-Z,
That
is incorrect.
That is incorrect.
However.
Yeah.
You're so close. I reckon we give it to him.
Oh, we're definitely giving it.
When was it?
It was 93.
So the year after the Olympics.
Yeah.
93.
Hey.
Tell you what, Janie. Claire-Z just won it for you. She did have faith.
Janie had faith.
Oh, she did have faith. She did.
Yeah.
My bad. Forgot to ask that bit first.
Because I gotta
have
to win. Yay.
She had faith in you straight away, didn't you, Janie?
I did, yep. And he's done very well.
He did very well.
Well, sort of a few months off, but
never mind. Doesn't matter between friends.
Yeah.
Hey, Janie, enjoy the game.
Yeah, go to the footy.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Claire-Z, Matt, and Kimber. Perth's best snorer with Claire-Z, Matt, and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
It's driving me mad.
Yeah, we've been on the search for a while now for Perth's best snorer and we have been overwhelmed by the response.
Inundated with snoring video and audio.
It has been incredible with people uploading the snorer in their life to mix.com.au and today is the last day for entries.
Yes.
This is your last shot to get in to win this awesome prize.
And not only is it all a bit of fun, but there are people out there who need a night off.
I don't know.
From hearing this.
If you win, what a night at Crown Metropole. The ultimate staycation includes $650 Crown gift card to spend at Crown's Bar.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, but
you say
one night. It's three nights.
Three nights.
Three nights at Crown Metropole. They're throwing in a $500 Crown gift card for the restaurants and bars.
Oh.
I mean, there's everything in there.
Now, I told you guys when I took Steppy D and the wife to Epicurean. That was one of the best meals I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. And when your pants don't fit, you can walk out with one of the Crown Metropole bathrobes.
Oh, good.
You get to keep the robes.
Oh, you're keeping the robes?
Yeah, they're the fancy ones.
Are you calling me fat?
No.
Are you shaming him?
I'm just saying you enjoyed your lunch.
I'm carrying a bit of fluid at the moment, Kimber.
Me and a bit of pizza.
A big bone.
Did pizza this morning as well. Okay, we digress. Perth best snorer, have a listen to this.
Kimber? That's like slapping. Oh my god!
What?
Is that a bandsaw?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
Very nasally.
Yeah.
Perth Zoo.
Perth Zoo.
Oh, God.
Some terrific snoring performances. Right there.
Well done, people of Perth.
Every snore I hear is as bad, if not worse, than the last. I honestly don't know how the people of Perth are coping.
Yes.
This is unbelievable.
What a sensational result. The little compilation. That's just a sample of what we've had come in.
Hundreds.
Yeah. If
hundreds.
You've got a better snore than that, send it in. Mix.com.au. Today is your last chance to get in the draw, because next week we are going to be voting on the final entries.
Yeah. Did you get yourself involved? Perth's best snorer right here on Mix 94.5. Escape your snoring partner.
You've been listening to another Clazy, Matt and Kimber catch-up for Ream, Australia's favourite hot water.